Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. At this time, you'll want to get your Bibles and turn to the second epistle of Peter. We have 1st and 2nd Peter, and in the previous class, what I have done, I have read through 1st Peter, which is talking about the problems that the church was facing externally, that is, those who would persecute those who were Christians. And now we're going to read the epistle of 2 Peter, which is talking about internal problems, particularly about false teachers that would take advantage of those weak in the faith and lead them astray through their false teaching. And that's what Peter is going to be addressing here. While you're turning your Bibles to the second epistle of Peter, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to 2 Peter and follow along with me. And if you're in a situation where you cannot read with me, then you just listen, and I think you'll enjoy reading this old letter that Peter wrote that was loved by the churches and distributed among the churches shortly after he wrote it. And that's why we have it in our New Testament. Peter wrote these things by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. So we're not just reading Peter's words, we're reading the words of God given to us through Peter. And so there's things there that we can learn. I am going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here we go with this reading, the second epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these things ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence in your faith, supply virtue, and in your virtue, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-controlled, and in your self-controlled, patience, and in your patience, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. 4. If these things are yours, and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. Wherefore, I shall be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the truth which is with you. And I think it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle cometh swiftly. even as our Lord Jesus Christ signified unto me. Yea, I will give diligence at that every time ye may be able, after my decease, to call these things to remembrance. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there was born such a voice to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice we ourselves heard born out of heaven when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is a private interpretation, for no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spake from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privily bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that brought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and in covetousness shall they with feigned words make a merchandise of you, whose sentence now from old lingereth not, and their destruction slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels when they sinned, but cast them down to hell, and committed them to the pits of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the ancient world, but preserved Noah with seven others, a preacher of righteousness, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, having made them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, sore distressed by the lascivious life of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing, in hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their lawless deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment unto the day of judgment. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, and the lust of defilement, and despise dominion, daring, self-willed, they tremble not to rail at dignities, whereas angels, though greater in might and power, bring not a railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as creature without reason, born mere animals to be taken and destroyed, railing in matters whereof they are ignorant, shall, in their destroying, surely be destroyed. Suffering wrong is the hire of a wrongdoing men, that count it pleasure to reveal in the daytime, to revel in the daytime, spots and blemishes, reveling in their deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, that cannot cease from sin, enticing unsteadfast souls, having a heart exercised in covetousness, children of cursing, forsaking the right way. They went astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the hiring of wrongdoing. But he was rebuked for his own transgression. A dumb ass spake with a man's voice, and stayed the madness of the prophet. These are springs without water, and mist driven by a storm, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved. For uttering great swelling words of vanity, they enticed in the lust of the flesh. By lasciviousness those who are just escaping from them that live in error, promising them liberty, while they themselves are bondservants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state is become worse with them than the first. For it were better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed in the wallowing of the mire. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. This is now, beloved, the second epistle that I write unto you, and in both of them I stir up your sincere mind by putting you in remembrance, that you should remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly forget, that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of the water and amidst the water, by the word of God, by which means the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. But forget not this one thing, beloved, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up, saying that these things are thus all to be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot, and blameless in his sight, and accounting that the long-suffering of our God is salvation. Even our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, wrote unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking of them of the things wherein are some things hard to be understood, and which the ignorant and unsteadfast rest as they do the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware, lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, ye fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen. Now this completes the study that we make of Peter. I think it's interesting in the last words that we have from him in 2 Peter. He's telling us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter is a great man that did so grow.